T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Speaking with crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett, taking a look at the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago. Brad, you were saying raid not quite accurate, but that's how it's being portrayed. And isn't such an important part of this public opinion? We heard this from even former New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo. Certainly no fan of Trump. We heard that numerous times over the years. But he, along with others, kind of saying this, that, hey, we must have some sort of insight into why authorities were there at all and soon, or else this is just another example of political theater in most people's minds. And it really hits the image of the Justice Department hard.
So I get all that, and I understand the public's desire to know specifically what was maybe taken from Mar-a-Lago. The problem is, if in fact they seized classified documents, they can't talk about them because the public doesn't have clearances to know what they are. So that becomes the rub both for the FBI and obviously Attorney General Garland. So that's going to be one reason you're not going to hear a lot of talk about it. At some point, I think the AG might make some sort of general statement, perhaps. The probable cause affidavit, which would have gone with the warrant to the judge, I'll just tell you, has been sealed. Sealed meaning no one can get to it. That's the document that would have the breakdown of what the public would like to know, what they were searching for. What was the probable cause to justify this search? In other words, things like people who had firsthand knowledge, in other words, had witnessed the president do certain things or had witnessed certain documents at Mar-a-Lago, and maybe even more importantly, information that he or others were going to destroy classified documents. All of those things become relevant in a probable cause search of this nature.
Because this is a former president, and this has never happened before with a former president, is there more pressure on the Justice Department to give us something?
Oh, yes, of course. And like I said, will they at some point, maybe in a very generalized fashion, but as I mentioned earlier, they can't violate the law to satisfy the public. And I realize those two don't sort of go together, but that's kind of the way it is. So, we'll have to see. Also, when you conduct search warrants, they then give you new potential leads of other people to interview, other places to search. So, these folks are driving a certain direction in this investigation. Because the reality is, obviously, we wouldn't even be having this conversation if it weren't the former president. I mean, these types of searches go on every day. And the level of scrutiny would have been obviously much higher in this one. But part of it, the scrutiny would have been the same in that you have to vet these things through, career prosecutors that read warrants all day long. And they're going to second guess you on every sentence. How do you know this? So forth and so on. How did you corroborate this? So forth. So I guarantee you that went on in this warrant as it does in many warrants. But that doesn't really help the public much. I guess saying that based on my experience, that this is what happened, because we don't obviously know exactly what happened.
If we want to learn more about what happened, it could come from Trump himself, right? I mean, he has a copy of the search warrant, or should. Right? He could release it whenever he wants.
He does not have a copy of the probable cause affidavit. He only has a copy of whatever was left by the agents. I mean, that would be like saying that every person you're investigating them, you're going to give them all the details you have about why you're investigating them. Well, that's not going to happen.
Wouldn't he have a warrant that would include what they were searching for?
Yeah, but that would be very general. In a document searches, it would say, you know, related to classified information, related to whatever else, maybe in hard copy paper format, maybe electronic, maybe stored at location X, but it's not going to get the warrant itself. The probable cause affidavit will have all of the things that you want answers to and others want answers to. And you're just not going to get that for maybe an extended period of time. Some of it, if ever.
Isn't there some precedent for breaking that protocol, though? Didn't James Comey do that when he was talking about Hillary Clinton's mishandling of classified info?
Yeah, I mean, many of us thought that was a huge mistake for him to have done that. And clearly he did not have the blessing of the Department of Justice to do that. He just did that on his own, which, you know, is now coming up, of course, to your point, in this particular investigation and this particular search. But that wasn't about a search of specific documents. That was about whether she had that she had them and how did they get on her system. So that's easier to talk about, I think, than what agents physically have in their hand, electronically or hard copy wise, that they seized from Mar-a-Lago.
Brad, thank you. Brad Garrett, former FBI agent, crime and terrorism analyst, joining us this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.